USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 30 people remain hospitalized, and 49 people are known dead after a gunman opened fire on worshippers at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. The suspect, a self-proclaimed white supremacist from Australia, live-streamed the shooting on Facebook. The mass killer has gone to court in New Zealand. TV reporter Emma Cropper.
That was a very brief appearance. It was a matter of minutes. He was handcuffed. He was flanked by police when he appeared, and he remained calm and basically emotionless in the dock throughout his appearance.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Once again, a major German automaker is in trouble over misleading the public. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Volkswagen and its CEO has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission with defrauding American investors by grossly misleading them about the vehicle's quality and environmental compliance and the company's financial standing.
There's a state of emergency across Wisconsin due to heavy rain, melting snow, flooding roads, and forcing evacuations. WSAW-TV reporter Gerald Ballard.
Law enforcement assisted residents by redirecting traffic to safer routes. State Patrol also helped conduct rescues for those who got stuck in their car.
And I thought, oh no, there's water in the basement. Went downstairs, it was pouring in. About 10 minutes later, water was coming in the other window. It was like a garden hose, just water was just spraying in.
Also, there are reports of a farmer there that was swept away in floodwaters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to one new study, social media may be causing a rise in mental health disorders in young people, especially teenagers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The study finds the amount of U.S. teenagers and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts rose significantly over the last 10 years. The researchers say there was an especially large spike in 2011, and they cite that as the year that social media emerged in a big way. The study was published by the American Psychological Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Diplomacy with North Korea has taken a hard turn. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
North Korea is considering suspending nuclear talks with the U.S. and may rethink a ban on missile and nuclear tests unless Washington makes some concessions. This comes from a senior North Korean diplomat who also said the talks broke down between the two countries because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton created an atmosphere of hostility in the Hanoi talks. Bolton tells CNN.
I think that's inaccurate, but the president is our decision maker. I've seen the statement you're referring to just in the past hour. I've spoken to my South Korean counterpart, and we've discussed their reaction and our reaction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.